there's a better place to get your podcasts. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two. I've been really looking forward to this, and our guest in this hour, for the hour, is Wayne Allen Root. And of course, people call him the capitalist evangelist. He's a real Renaissance man, has achieved remarkable levels of success in many fields. You may know of him as a former vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party. You've seen him on television, best-selling author, TV producer, infomercial pitch man. And I'll tell you this, he's been with us a lot of times. He's had several different books. And my wife loves when he's on the show. And we've said, you know, someday we're going to just make an excuse to go back to Las Vegas now that we know Wayne through the show and just sit down and get to know Wayne. And I thought to myself, I want to get to know Wayne because I want to know what makes him tick, like what his business philosophy is, how he's so successful. He's such a successful parent, you know, of his kids are homeschool geniuses who go off to Harvard. And I'm like, I just want to sit down and ask this guy, you know, what is your philosophy? How do you do this? How are you so successful as a person? Then I find out he's writing a book called The Power of Relentless. And as I'm going through this book this week, I'm like, well, maybe I don't need to go to Las Vegas now because it's all here in this book. And the book is endorsed on the back cover by the likes of Donald Trump, Steve Forbes. It's a super great book. You've got to grab a copy of it. You know, September is the time of year, guys, when everybody says, all right, the summer's over. Am I getting any closer to my goals that I set in January? There's only 4 months left. In 2 or 3 months, you're going to be seeing, you know, Christmas lights out and all that kind of nonsense. How do you want to end the year? This is your chance to sort of refuel, decide if this is where you want to be. Are you reaching your goals or not? And he's with us for the hour, one of my heroes, great guy in the media, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome back to Jim Paris Live. Oh, I don't hear Wayne. This happened to Wayne the last time he was with us also. Patrick, can you hear me? All right, Wayne, are you there?
I hear you now.
Okay, there we go. All right, brother. Yes, sir. I was afraid because the last time you were with us, we had like a connection problem. So I'm glad it's not persisting. So good
it's
to have
about,
you.
It's about being relentless, Jim.
There you go. And I want to start this interview in a little bit of an odd way because I want to hit you with something right out of your book that I found to be a gem. And this is on page 104. And it's the paragraph here is the ultimate test. And I want to just read this, folks. Bear with me. Aggressive action is the ultimate test of relentless. I have built a successful career as a business and motivational speaker. It all started with a no. I bothered, and that's the word bothered, I bothered well-known national seminar organizer J.T. Fox to include me in his events around the country. He is a superstar in the industry, one of the highest paid success speakers and coaches in the world. He rejected me for 2 years. I bothered him so much that finally, just to get rid of me, he said he'd allow me to give a speech for free at one of his events just to see how his audience his audience has reacted. The story goes on, folks. Wayne is now a speaker with this organization, and he's speaking for them all over the world, making thousands of dollars as a speaker. But it started with no, and he basically became, Wayne, am I saying this right? You became a big enough pain in the ass that they said, all right, we'll let you try it, and now you're their superstar. I mean, how cool is that?
It's really cool, and I'm actually kind of proud that, you know, I know you, like me, are a dedicated Christian, Jim, and you said pain in the ass.
I did, you know.
And I talk like that, too. I don't think loving God has anything to do with an occasional curse here or there. I don't have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, I think Christians, once in a while, when the name Obama comes up, you got to learn to curse more often.
So, that's right. Christian cursing, that's right.
I have no loss in curse words when Obama's name comes up, and I never feel like I'm taking the Lord's name in vain, because there are some things that can't be described without cursing. Barack Hussein Obama is one of them. But having said that, this book is not about politics, funny enough. I kind of bring everything back to politics, because it's about money, it's about hope, it's about self-help, and I think Obama's destroying the economy and destroying opportunity and destroying hope for all of us, killing the middle class. But this book is a ray of sunshine, because I think no matter how bad things get, you know, I personally in the last 4 years had the three highest earning years of my life in the last 4 years. None of it had anything to do with Barack Obama. It has to do with my relentless expansion of the day. You know, I used to work a good 10 hours a day, and under Obama, I now work 16 hours a day and sometimes 18 hours a day, and I travel, and I do radio interviews, and I write books, and I give speeches, and I run businesses, and I produce TV shows, and the day never ends, and I'm putting in more hours than a human being, you know, enough hours that I could give myself a heart attack and kill myself, and that's what I'm doing to make the most money in my life. I think in this economy, Obama's made it very difficult to make money, but you still can make good money provided you're willing to expand your day. But boy, if you want to put in a typical 6 to 8 hour day, or maybe I should say an 8 hour day where you grab lunch and sit at the coffee maker for an hour, so you put in a real 6 hour day, you can't expect to make as much money as 5 years ago and 10 years ago. It's impossible because things have changed. So I wrote a book that I think shows people my mindset. I don't accept defeat. I don't accept a tough economy as an excuse. I don't accept the word no. To me, the word no is just the opening word of a long negotiation. You know,
I love that. You're so brutally honest about that in the book. You know, a lot of these books about success, honestly, people just, you know, lauding themselves, telling us how great they are, how they had it all figured out. You're a guy that you're honest. You say, look, they told me no for 2 years. I kept calling and calling until they finally said, just to get rid of this guy, let's give him a chance. And now you are where you're at. How did you get to be so relentless? Is this you were raised this way? I mean, what is kind of the backstory on you being so relentless?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, the backstory is the front story, because the opening chapter of my book is the motivation and the inspiration for who I am today and who I've been my entire adult life. All of my success at life, and I've had a fairy tale life, and I've had amazing things happen to me. You know, I tried to become an anchorman at CNBC when I'd never been on TV one day in my life, and I became the lead anchorman and hosted 5 shows there. I decided I wanted to replace Jimmy the Greek as America's odds maker and the king of Vegas, and I'd never been to Vegas in my life at the time I decided that, and I wound up becoming Jimmy the Greek's partner on national TV, and then he was fired, and I became his replacement. I mean, it's just only in America, pinch-me stories. They can't happen anywhere else, and they can't happen if you're not relentless. I decided to go from the king of Vegas gambling to a politician and become a presidential candidate, and I won my party's vice presidential nomination, which catapulted me into the position of a national political commentator for the last 8 years. I've done 7,000 interviews in the last 8 years on conservative radio, TV. Just found out literally 5 minutes before you called in for the show and said, Wayne, we're on, just got an invitation. Sarah Palin, one of my heroes in life, is guest hosting a national TV show on Tuesday, and she personally requested Wayne Root as her guest. Will I join her? And I was like, will I join her? My God, how quick can you get the car here to go to 100 miles an hour to get there? I just found out yesterday that my new book, The Power of Relentless, the one we're talking about, is the sixth best-selling conservative book in the United States of America as of the first week it was out, last week. Sixth best-selling book in America, and I also found out that it's the number one best-selling business leadership book in that category to Amazon.com. So, I mean, amazing things happen when you're relentless, and all of the success in my entire life that I just told you about, I'm leaving out three-quarters of it. It's my 10th book, 3 national bestsellers. I've sold 3 TV shows to Hollywood, including my new one.
All right, we're going to take a break. Wayne, when we come back, we're going to talk all about this. What is a typical day like for Wayne Allen Root? How early does he get up? Does he go to the gym and work out? The guy is crazy on social media. If you follow him on Facebook, he's an amazing master at social media on top of everything else. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
You are
are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our guest this hour is Wayne Allen Root, and his fantastic new book is The Power of Relentless. And going through this book, and I run across page 153, where Wayne talks about thoughtfulness. He says here, I keep notes. At least once or twice a week, I send out cards, notes with photos, personal thanks, wisdom or great sayings to brighten someone's day. And this happened with me. So I didn't know Wayne at all. He comes on the show about a year and a half ago for the first time. And we sent him a little thank you gift, a copy of my book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. About a week later, I get an email from Wayne. He's read the book. He's agreed to give me a quote that I could use on Amazon to promote the book. And it sent me this wonderful email. And I'm thinking, man, how does this guy have time to be such a nice guy? Wayne, you built a bridge with me, and you're welcome here anytime. And that, you know, you read my book and you took the time to do that. You're so busy. How do you do that? I mean, it's just amazing that you did that for me. And then I read that in your book here, and I believe it because it happened to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I don't get too many books in each year, but I get the few that I read. I get in on an airplane. You know, when I'm flying someplace, I'm leaving in 10 days for South Africa, which is 24 hours in the air from Las Vegas to Johannesburg, and then 24 hours back. So you know I'll be reading like 5 or 6 books, my whole year's supply.
And
I took yours on my trip to South Africa last time. And I started reading it, and I thought, you know, who knows how far I'll get. Well, I enjoyed it. I really couldn't put it down, so I just kept reading it, and I finished the whole book in like 2 or 3 hours. You and I are very similar. I liked you right away. I knew we were very like-minded. We write books that people can read, that aren't too intellectual, that don't go over people's heads, that are simple, and that you can read in a couple of hours and get a couple of good ideas that could either improve your life or change your life, maybe dramatically change it, or maybe just make it a little easier, a little happier, a little healthier. So I think you and I think alike, Jim. And there's two things I wanted to get out in this segment. I want to finish the story from the last segment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Open my book. And then I want to just quickly mention, you said Wayne Root's the kind of guy who always sends notes, and I wrote in my book, I send people notes. Do you know who else that kind of guy is? Donald J. Trump. So I wrote a nice commentary back in April where I said I thought Scott Walker was probably, I'm not endorsing yet, but I thought because of his resume as governor of Wisconsin, probably the best candidate for the Republican Party to be president of the United States. And if I were Walker, I'd immediately name a dream team and tell the world who all my big cabinet positions are, and I would name Donald Trump as my Secretary of State because there's the best negotiator in the world to negotiate with China and Russia and Iran and Mexico, right? Before Trump was saying
stuff
like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was saying stuff like that. And so does Scott Walker notice my article and send me a note? Nope. I said he'd be president of the United States. He doesn't send me a note. The guy I just mentioned in passing as the Secretary of State, one of, you know, 20 guys I mentioned as cabinet positions, Donald Trump, sends me a beautiful note. And he says, you know, it's from his executive assistant, you know, on email. She says, download it. It's attached. A note from Donald. I open it, and he says, thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for mentioning me in that wonderful role as Secretary of State. So I have an opening there. Now I know Donald Trump. So I write another article, and I send it to him. He sends me another note. I write another article. He sends it to me. I recommend him as president this time. I say, you know what? Maybe I made a mistake. Donald Trump should be Secretary of State. I'm going to give him a raise. I'm going to make him president. Let's talk about why he'd make a great president. Now, what did I say about him? This is before anyone knew what he'd be like on the campaign trail. I wrote a commentary in April that said Trump is the new Bullworth. Do you remember that movie, Bullworth?
Oh, yeah.
Warren Beatty, 1998. He plays a U.S. senator who's suicidal. So he wants to die, and he doesn't care what people think of him or what he says anymore because he doesn't care if he lives or not. So he just starts saying anything that's on his mind, and the people love it. At first, they're scared. They think he's crazy. Then they start to love it. Then he becomes a folk hero. Then they want him for president of the United States. And I said, Donald Trump is that kind of guy. And sure enough, he's become exactly that. Since then, Donald Trump has sent me 7 or 8 notes. He actually at one point sent me a note and said, can you help me? I'd like a little advice on something. Him and I have gone back and forth. And so finally, I sent him my book. And I said, here's my book. I'd love you to give me a quote for the back cover of the book. And what does Trump say? Sure, I'd love to. Just like I said to you, sure, I'd love to. And Donald Trump's quote is on the back of my book. So, you know, everyone gives him a bad rap. He's a bad guy. He's not a nice guy. I even say nice guys don't finish first in politics. We need a tough guy like Trump, not a nice guy like Mitt Romney, right? But meanwhile, He's a very nice guy. Mitt Romney never thanked me for all the nice appearances I made on Fox News saying he'd make a great president. Never once reached out to me. Donald Trump now 8 different letters saying thank you, Wayne Root, because he's a businessman like me and you, Jim, and businessmen are smart. We know that, you know, greed is good. If you're greedy, you should be nice to people because it comes back times 100. Donald Trump may be vicious to people who are vicious to him, who denigrate him, and I like that. I'm a New Yorker. I'm like that, too. If you badmouth me, I'm going to come after you. I will not be silent, and I will not apologize when you're mean to me. But as long as you're nice to me, I am going to do wonderful things for you. I'm nice to my friends. I'm friends with people since third grade. So, you know, I'm 54 years old, and I still get emails every day from people I went to third, fourth, and fifth grade. That's the kind of guy I am. As long as you're friends with me, I'll go through hell for you. And I think that's the kind of guy Donald Trump is. And I think he will make a great president of the United States, and I honestly believe he's going to be the next president of the United States.
Wow, that's a great story, and just such an example to people, you know, of how with the internet, and you do get into the internet in the book, you talk about the power of the internet. I'm looking at your Facebook page here, and I'm going to give you a piece of advice here. I think you're better looking today than you were in that younger picture. So you need to put a more current picture in there, because I actually like your current look. You look better today to me. I don't know.
Well, good. Well, so the weight, maybe that helps. Who knows?
Yeah.
I work out like a maniac. You know, I'll give everyone listening a little tip. This is a great tip. And I love giving people tips that could change your life for free. You don't even have to buy the book. You don't have to do anything but listen to Jim's show. So a few months ago, I saw an ad for something called a stand-up desk. And all it is, it's like a little mini elevator. It costs $300. That's it. $299, actually, was the price. And you buy it on Amazon or wherever it is. And you put it on your desk, and you press a button, it goes up. You press a button, it goes back down. When it's down, your computer's where it normally is. When you press up, the computer rises up to 6 feet tall or whatever you are, 5'10". So you're at eye level standing at your computer, because I'm someone who sends hundreds of emails a day, and for the last 15 years, I've been sitting in front of my desk 8 hours a day, and then I go work out for an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's not good enough. I've seen all the new studies. To sit 8 hours a day counteracts even 2 hours in the gym. It's all made worthless by sitting 8 hours a day. You've got to stand. You've got to have movement. And so I got the stand-up desk that was now, I don't know, 2.5 months ago, and I've lost 6 or 7 pounds in 2.5 months. I feel great. My energy is the highest of my life. For $299, I feel like I just extended my life by 10 years.
And my wife is listening in the other room. Order me a stand-up desk. I'm just giving her permission to go to Amazon. They say sitting is the new smoking. That the studies have shown that it's worse,
yep,
actually, exactly, to be a sitting all day than if you were a smoker. We've got another break coming up.
So sitting is.
What is that?
Sitting is, Jim? The new sitting is standing.
There you go. Hey, now we've got a break coming up, so I don't want to start there, get you off on something with the music starting here shortly. But when we come back, you've got over 32,000 people that follow you on Facebook. I'm one of them. And you have kind of a really special way of using Facebook that I really love. I want to talk a little bit about that. Then we're going to get into some more of this book. We're not going to get into all of it tonight. That's why you need to go buy a copy of it and write a review as well to help Wayne get his message out. The Power of Relentless. Wayne Allen Root. And we'll take some phone calls as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. You got to get this book. It's called The Power of Relentless, Wayne Allen Root. And we're going to get into a lot of stuff here. We still have time left. Two more segments. Let me give you the phone number, because if you're listening and maybe you want some advice on something going on in your life, maybe you are looking, you know, for courage, or you're looking for direction, or you're looking for an idea, this is the guy to talk to. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're also going to take questions by email. Remember the deal on the emails. We always want your city in there. So if you don't put your city, we're not going to read the email. So put your city in the subject line. Send your email to jim@christianmoney.com. jim@christianmoney.com. Or if you want to call in, join us live with a phone call, you can do that. Go right to the head of the line, 877-317-6432. Your questions or comments for Wayne Allen Root, author of The Power of Relentless, 877-317-6432. And Wayne, as long as we're doing some Christian swearing tonight, what do you think about those three Americans that kicked ass on that train over in Europe?
You
didn't see any Europeans get up and kick ass, right? I think one Frenchman claimed he was a little bit involved, but that's kind of how it is, right? The Americans step in and kick ass, then the French step up afterwards and claim a little bit of credit. That's what it almost looked like to me.
Well, although the nice thing is that all three of them are being awarded tomorrow the French Legion Medal of Honor, the highest honor of the country of France. And as I'm saying this, I swear to you, all the hair is standing up on my arms and tears are coming out of my eyes. I just can't get over the bravery of Americans. I just love kick-ass Americans. You know, we are just the most spirited people in the world. It's probably the reason that Donald Trump is at the top of my list. I'm a big fan of his because I just love high-energy, spirited people. And I just can't believe that, you know, how many people would have died in another tragic radical Muslim terrorist attack on that bullet train. Maybe he would have killed 100 or 200 people. And for some reason, talk about God. God placed them in that spot at that moment, his gun jammed, and they stood up and said, we're either going to die or we're going to live right now. We better do something about it. And those three men charged at this guy with weapons in his hand. And I just can't get over what heroes Americans are. The rest of the world sits around, the French sit around, and they get slaughtered and they get enslaved by Adolf Hitler, who comes and rescues everyone, the United States of America. We've got to, as people, Jim, we've got to understand that in our blood is heroism. We are not Barack Obama thinks we are. We are American exceptionalism. We are capitalism. We are the greatest country in world history, blessed by God. And Barack Obama cannot, by God, take that away from us. And those three men just should give everyone a kick in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a metaphor. Can you imagine Obama trying to negotiate with that guy? So Obama's on the train. He would have sent a couple of negotiators into the car to try to talk the guy into putting his gun down. I mean, this is you got to take care of business sometimes.
He would have apologized for the sins of Christianity to the poor Muslim is what he would have done. So, you know, I just can't stand this guy who's running our country, and I'm sure, you know, 99% of those listening to your show agree with me, but just understand that I'm not kissing butt here. As Jim knows, I would say the same thing if I was on the most liberal show in America. I have pure courage, just like my good friend Donald Trump does, and nothing stops me from telling the truth and saying what's on my mind and saying common sense. And I would say this no matter where I was, which is why, you know, Rachel Maddow a year ago opened up her MSNBC show with 15 minutes on national TV of berating Wayne Allyn with a photo of me on the screen telling everyone what a terrible human being I am.
Hey, and you can't buy publicity that good, so that's a good thing for you. Hey, let's talk about the internet. You're 54, I'm 50. I'm on the internet all day and so forth, but for a guy that's 54, you are really internet savvy, and I don't mean that to be patronizing, but I love your what you do on the internet. I love your little method that you have, because what you do is, and tell me if this is right, you go all throughout the internet and you find these interesting stories, and then you add your little paragraph or two of what you think about that, and you post that. And I read those. The minute I see something in my news feed from Facebook, from Wayne Allyn Root, I immediately click on that to read it. I mean, every single thing you post is super fascinating, but you've got this way of finding these really interesting stories and then adding your own take to them. Do you find that gets more of a response than, let's say, writing your own separate standalone article about that topic? You just fire these things off all throughout the day?
Yeah, I do both. I mean, I'm laughing because I got you fooled. Because I'm the least tech savvy guy in the whole world. I mean, I am what I should be. I'm 54 years old, and my 15 and 11 year old son teach me everything I know. You know, and so if it wasn't for them, believe me, Jim, I'd be paralyzed with fear. I wouldn't know how to do anything. Thank God, I've built my whole life where I work out of my house, and my kids are homeschooled, so they're home all day. So every time something goes wrong and I can't figure out how to post it or put it up, I scream Hudson Remington, and my 15-year-old and 11-year-old come running. That's really the Root Empire, is me and my little kids. My son Hudson is 15. Since the age of 9, he's run my entire video and web business. And so, you know, my main living, by the way, now is making spokesman videos for small businesses. And small can mean anything from a guy who's a local real estate agent to a guy who owns 16 real estate offices with 350 brokers. But the point is, I don't work for IBM. I don't work for Exxon. You know, they hire Brad Pitt or George Clooney to be their spokesman, and they pay him $10 million. But if you don't have $10 million, Wayne Root is a pretty good alternative to Brad Pitt and George Clooney. And I do that for businesses around the country. So I make videos for them, and who produces the videos, who films the videos, who directs the videos, who edits the videos, is my 15-year-old son has been doing it since he was 9 and now produces videos that look exactly like you'd get in a big-time TV studio. He's learned how to put all the, you know, the names under your face and the music in the background and the beautiful open and the beautiful close and things coming on the screen. Kaboom, here's the best information about you.
Wow, that's a great, and that's a great business because I was just reading an article the other day about how many more viewers, how much greater of a response you can get on Facebook just to post a little video instead of like typing something in there, just to like turn on your webcam and just like make a 1 minute video that you can get like 100 times the views of that versus if you were to type something, because Americans especially want to watch video.
See, there it is. I give seminars all over the world. I'm leaving for South Africa, and my seminars are about that very topic, Jim. I try and tell people that in this day and age, newspapers are dying because no one wants to read anymore, and unfortunately, a lot of people aren't even smart enough to read. They've never read a book in their lives, but everybody watches TV. Everybody watches the Internet. They don't read on the Internet. They click on videos on the Internet. They've turned their computer screen into a TV set. So if you aren't willing to hire a Wayne Root to do a video for you and use my energy to sell your product on a TV screen, you instead want to send someone an email with words in it, or you want to put a Google ad with words in it, or you want to put an ad in the newspaper with words in it, or you want to use direct mail, another dinosaur, with words in it, you're lost. You're done. You're finished. Everything has got to be TV ads, and if you can't afford $1 million TV ad campaign, then you'd better turn your computer into a bunch of webinars, 30-minute webinars, or 1-minute TV ads for the web only, and those are the things I produce now. Thank God I've got a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old son who know how to do it. I'm just the face who does the important stuff. I go on TV and I talk, and my energy sells stuff. You know, I've sold almost $500 million on TV, radio, and the web in my career of other people's products as well as my own. But, you know, without the cameraman and the director and the editor, I'd be lost. I couldn't do it. Well, it's my 15-year-old son, Hudson, and with a little bit of help now from his apprentice, my 11-year-old son, Remington Reagan.
And part of this, too, is, and when we come back from the break, I've got all these questions that people want to ask you, so we're going to get to that. But part of this, too, is the road that's less traveled. So, for example, I was reading an article this weekend that only like a tiny percentage of authors are now doing an audio version of their book, and how that's a huge market. Like, why not do an audio version of every one of your books? People don't do it. The same thing with video. It's easier to sit down and type. People don't do video because
and you know I do.
Yeah, you do. And so these are like areas where you can actually have a huge advantage. I mean, I did a video on my car the other day in my Jeep. I'm driving down the road. I put my phone on the dashboard, one of those holders, and I turned on the camera and I recorded a 2-minute video, and like 20,000 people have watched this video now of me talking about this. I would have never gotten that kind of response from a little post that I made online. All right, when we come back, lots of questions coming in from Chicago, Louisville, Kentucky, from Jacksonville, Florida, for Wayne Allen Root. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. You've got to get this book, The Power of Relentless, endorsed by Donald Trump, Steve Forbes, Ben Carson, and on and on and on. The author, Wayne Allen Root, is with us. This is a guidebook for success, and the questions are pouring in. And I'm going to take these in, not necessarily in the order they came in, because some of these I find more interesting than others. But if you want to jump to the head of the line, you can do that by calling in right now, 877-317-6432. You can go right to the head of the line. We'll put you right on the air. From Dallas, Texas, Wayne, do you work out? You seem like you have a lot of energy. Do you use supplements? Tell us about all that.
Sure. That's the base of my book. You know what's funny is I wrote a book that's kind of Donald Trump-like. That's why he endorsed it and liked it so much, because it's about being relentless, never giving up, never giving in, having that kind of New York attitude where you're just attacking like a bull in a china shop all day long, and just, you know, you see an obstacle, you go around it, you go under it, you go to the side of it, you go on top of it, or you run through it like a brick wall and you break the bricks. That's my philosophy in life. And that's very New York-y, that's very killer instinct-y, and people don't see the connection between that and God. Well, guess what? Really, one-third of my book, the most important third, the back third of the book, the home stretch, the fourth quarter, is all about what keeps me in that mental frame of mind, keeps me positive and confident and high energy and enthusiastic and relentless. And what keeps me in that mind is my positive addictions. It's a 12-step program. No, it has nothing to do with AA, and I've never been at AA, but it certainly should resonate with people who have ever been in a church, ever been in a synagogue, or ever been in an AA meeting, because it's about God. It's about exercise. It's about healthy living, healthy eating. Your body is your temple, and it's about vitamin supplements. And I pop 100 vitamin pills a day. I'm a totally natural guy. I've never done a drug, never drank a cup of coffee, never drank a glass of alcohol in my life, never smoked a cigarette in my life. But I do pop 100 great vitamins a day, and it's taken me 30 years to find the perfect combination, the right vitamins, and the right manufacturers of those vitamins, so you know you're not getting garbage that's wasted and you just pee it out. It actually does something for you. And I went through a lot of trial and error, and in my book, literally, for the $20 price or whatever it is on Amazon, I think it's $15 in my book, The Power of Relentless, I give you my entire vitamin regimen, exercise regimen, health food regimen. I even tell you what kind of steaks to eat. I'll bet people out there think steaks aren't healthy. Not true.
If wow. That right there is worth the book right there. I mean,
I'm telling you.
And I haven't even gotten into that section of the book. This is another great question here. From Jacksonville, Florida, did you ever have any low points where you wanted to just quit being Wayne Allen Root and just take a regular day job, they're asking? Did you ever have a day where you thought, you know what, maybe if I just go to work as like a UPS guy, it just might be an easier life for me?
Yeah, yesterday. I have a few of those every day, folks. That's normal. You know, I had someone ask me on another interview just in the last week. I've done 200 interviews, by the way, in the 10 days since the book came out. It's no coincidence. It's the sixth best-selling conservative book in America, according to Conservative Book Club. But someone said to me, have you ever had a moment in life where you questioned your faith in God? And I said, doesn't everyone who is incredibly religious and incredibly faithful have many moments in life, sometimes many per week, where they question God and ask him questions and say, why are you doing this to me? Why did this happen to my friend? Why did bad things happen to good people? Everybody has moments like that, folks. And the key is you got to stay with the program. You know, you never leave God. But there are moments where you do question a little. And there are moments where I question my path. You know, when I was trying to be Jimmy the Greek on the Vegas odds maker to the world, it took me 12 years to make it happen, thousands of no's. You don't think I almost quit on 100 different occasions? But boy, was it worth it in the end when I became his partner on TV and then he got fired and I replaced him. It was all worth the journey. Same thing with my daughter. You know, the day my daughter was born, I have four kids, but the oldest one just graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University.
And we talked about that, the homeschooled kid on top of it, right?
Homeschooled to Harvard. All my kids are homeschooled. Homeschooled to Harvard, and that's 18 years of patience and fighting and teaching discipline and teaching sacrifice and saying, honey, no, you don't want to go on a date tonight. You have an exam tomorrow, and the boy you date tonight, you won't even remember his name 4 years from now. But if you study and get an A on the exam, you're going to get into Harvard or Stanford. It's more important. Don't go on the date. Don't get your driver's license for another 6 months, because I'd rather you do well in your college entrance exams. And I taught my daughter, and she listened, and she got into all the best colleges in America, 13 for 13, and chose Harvard, graduated magna cum laude. And you know what? Those boys she would have dated 5, 6, 7 years ago, she wouldn't remember their name. I was right. Teenagers do stupid things and waste their time when you need to be disciplined and sacrifice, and you need to be like a Marine drill sergeant, because if you're willing to sacrifice a couple of years as a teenager, you could actually write your ticket for the rest of your life. Let's face it, magna cum laude coming out of Harvard, I would say there's a good chance my daughter is
She's not going to end up selling me a cup of coffee at 7-Eleven.
I don't think so, unless the guy gets a hold of her.
Louisville, Kentucky wants to know, what kind of a business would you start in this economy? And Wayne, we get this a lot, you know, people saying, hey, I want to reinvent myself. One of my friends, he goes to college. He never went to college. He goes to college 18 months later. He comes out as a respiratory therapist in 18 months. He's making six figures. And he was doing something totally different. It was kind of a lost soul. And now he's making six figures. There are all kinds of things like this that you can do today, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, first of all, I'm not a career counselor, so I don't have a list in front of me of, like, what are the top 10 careers that are paying off today, because that's not really what I do. What I am is a guy who inspires people to do something special with generality. So my generality is that I've only been good in my life and found incredible success. What did I say at the beginning of this interview? I've led a fairy tale life. Every one of my fairy tales has happened to be, just a coincidence, I guess, just happened to be in something I'm passionate about. You know, I love sports and sports gambling, and I became the king of Vegas odds. And I love politics, and I became a vice presidential candidate. I love family, homeschooled my daughter to Harvard, love writing books. I've written 10 of them, including 3 national bestsellers. Love producing TV shows. 3 of them are on the air, and one of them is the number one show on Travel Channel for 11 straight seasons. It just so happens the things I'm good at or great at that make me a lot of money, I'm passionate about, and everything else that I don't really care about, I'm a complete, utter failure at all that other stuff. So if you find something you're good at in life that you were born to do, and I can't tell you what that is, it reminds me of that Billy Crystal movie where the guy held up one finger and he said, you know, that's the answer to life.
Yeah, the one thing, Jack Palance, right?
And so,
the one thing.
That's it. I don't know what it is, Jim, but whatever you're listening out there, whatever it is that makes you excited and gives you the kind of passion and evangelical fervor and zeal that you hear in my voice right now, I guarantee you that you will be good at it and you will make money at it and you will be happy. You don't have to become a millionaire. You will make enough money that you will be happy and lead a good life. So find that thing, and maybe what you should do is go to the library or go on the internet and look up all the careers that are hot right now, that are doing well even in this economy, that do pay well, and find the one that meets your heart. Heart is the key to life. That was the opening chapter of my book. My mom was brain dead, no brain activity of any kind, and the doctors wrote her off and said, she's dead, she's gone. We've disconnected life support. Don't rush home, Wayne. And my sister got on the phone and said, Wayne, rush home, because mom isn't going to die until you get here, and you know I'm right. And so I caught the red eye, and 12 hours from the moment of that call, 12 hours after she'd been disconnected from life support, and the doctor said she was dead, I walked into the hospital room and the heart was still going. My sister had held her hand all night and said, don't die, Wayne's on the way. You can't die. You got to see your son, Wayne. He's on the way. And I walked in the room and I told her I loved her and we cried. And, you know, she was dead. I mean, let's face it. She was lying in that bed with no brain activity. Told her I loved her and said, Mom, I give you my permission. You've worked so hard. You stayed alive 12 hours. Now you can go. Go rest. Her heart stopped on that second.
Wow.
So even though her brain was dead, she knew exactly.
Right, absolutely.
Dead,
and I've heard
God's more powerful, Jim, than the doctors, and God knows more than the doctors do. And they said in medical science that she was dead. Well, she knew I was coming. She knew she had to stay alive, and she knew I was there. She knew she could go. So here's my lesson in all of this. Your heart is so important that if your heart is big enough, it doesn't even matter if your brain is alive. That's what my mother proved. Heart is everything.
Wow.
And if you have heart, you can achieve anything you want to achieve in any business or industry or field in this world.
Oh, we have 30 seconds for this, and then I want to give your website. But somebody, Chicago, Illinois, they're sending out tons of resumes. Nobody's responding to them. What do they do? Is there?
My view is,
don't just keep sending resumes. Get on the phone, call, go there, write letters.
Right,
you know, network. Right? I mean, what? You wouldn't just send a resume and then take that no response as a no.
Answer kind of tying in with the very beginning of this thing where I said everything in life is visual and you have to have a video. You've got to send a link to a video in an email, or you've got to send a DVD to their office and they'll watch it. Believe me, I get DVDs every day and I watch them, but I get emails every day asking me for a job and asking me if I could use an apprentice or an intern, and you know, you just quickly look at it and then you file it away. I don't need it, forget it. If they sent me a video telling me why. With
video is the key. Wayne, we're out of time. The website, rootforamerica.com, rootforamerica.com. And the book, The Power of Relentless, grab it on Amazon.com. Wayne Allen Root, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next Sunday night. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.